answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
A new round of high-stakes talks today in Amman, but there's already disagreement over the scope of these negotiations. Now, here's what Iran's foreign minister is saying in a post on X late last night. Iran enters diplomacy with open eyes and a steady memory of the past year. We engage in good faith and stand firm on our rights. Commitments need to be honored. Equal standing, mutual respect, and mutual interest are not rhetoric. They are a must and the pillars of a durable agreement. Now, Iran sees these talks as limited to the country's nuclear program that was already hit during last year's U.S. military strikes known as Midnight Hammer. The U.S., though, led by Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff, is pressing for more, going after Iran's missile program and its extensive network of proxy groups throughout the Middle East. And just yesterday, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps seized two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
So Iran is still very active. And they want us to just talk about one subject at a time, bit by bit, so they can continue to string this out. They're playing the stall game. They're trying to run out the clock. Trump sees it. I know you see it as well. It's going to hit the buzzer any moment, and Trump is going to say, enough, enough. Thanks for joining us. Here we are, hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything later goes up as a podcast. Then you can watch it at your pleasure through News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. And let me take a moment to remind you of a program note coming up for you. The Winter Olympics beginning, big opening ceremony this weekend, and some events will start. But beginning next Monday, News Talk STL will have 2026 Winter Games updates through the day, every weekday. Medal counts, stories about some of the athletes, all the stories you'd be interested in from the Winter Games. That starts Monday. Brought to you in part by Best Buy Flooring and many of our other fine sponsors. With Larry Connors USA, we remind you every day you're going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge than you have right now. We make sure of it. So what do we have coming up? Well, later in this hour, what happens when a state offers school vouchers for the first time? Pretty amazing story. That'll be coming up shortly. And later this hour, what happens when a nation allows mass migration, just giving up on its borders and saying, come on in? Now, you think you've seen that in this nation. John Daniel Davidson with the Federalist will join us, and he's got another example. And I've told you repeatedly, watch what happens across the pond. That story's still to come. And, of course, our story behind the story. Back in a time when I was co-hosting a TV show. That's right, a TV show competing against one of the biggest programs on CBS, Archie Bunker, All in the Family. We were not a CBS station, but we did a pretty good job of pulling some of their viewers. I'll tell you about that program in the story behind the story, still to come. Now, back to Iran. General Jack King says all of these talks, they're going to continue, but we know that they are in desperate straits.
I think the idea of making a deal with Iran when they're at the weakest point they've ever been in their 45-plus year history, politically, economically, and militarily. And this was all done by the combination of the strike that the Israelis and the United States made on Iran, certainly. And also, you can see how frustrated the people are, and the act of desperation that the Iranians demonstrated by mowing down these people by the thousands to preserve this regime is extraordinary in and of itself. That was of historic proportions. Yes, I think negotiating with the Iran and making the deal throws them a lifeline and extends the regime. They're going to want sanction relief, certainly condition-based. And what are we doing? We're going to have this regime around for another 10 years? Mm. The historic opportunity in front of us is we can take this regime down by a combined attack of Israel and the United States, comprehensive, done, much bigger than what took place during the 12-day war, and put this regime on the pathway to collapse and destruction.
And again, we're not trying to nation build. We're trying to allow the Iranians the right to control their own government, which they're not allowed to do. That is four-star General Jack King. Here's another point to keep in mind. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying the Iranian ruling elite, those at the very top, they are, quote, wiring money out of their country like crazy. In his words, the rats are leaving the ship. Yes, the economy is in a total collapse. So whatever they have is worth pennies compared to what it was 2 weeks ago. It'll be less more tomorrow. So they're trying to get it out of there and their families. That's another example of we are winning. Oh, speaking of winning, Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader for the House Democrats, says, I'm pretty convinced that we're going to have a chance to win in the midterm elections.
We're going to fight hard to tackle the issues that matter, to drive down the high cost of living, fight hard to fix our broken healthcare system, of course. But also at the same period of time, we've got to clean up the corruption that exists in Washington, D.C., in the Congress, with the Supreme Court, and also deal with Donald Trump and his administration, who spend all of their time, it seems like, trying to enrich themselves, their family, and their friends,
Biden,
as opposed to focusing on doing their job.
Biden.
Make life better for the American people.
Biden.
We will hold the Trump administration accountable in a manner consistent with what the House should be all about, a check and balance on an out-of-control administration.
And yet look what they were doing during the Hunter and Joe Biden era. Now, let me break down some of what he said. We're going to work hard to tackle the issues that matter, drive down the high cost of living. Trump is doing that. He is doing that. We're going to fight hard to clean up corruption. They haven't done that much in Minnesota nor elsewhere. In fact, I've got a report here in front of me, one analysis showing more than half of immigrant households are on welfare, far surpassing American households. And he said, we're going to make sure that we clean up all the corruption, because Trump and his family and friends are enriching themselves. Where was he during Hunter Biden? Exactly where he is now, with a little more power and more cognate ability, maybe, than even Joe Biden at some point. But right now, he has fallen into the sewer. But once again, he understands how important the election is. And he wants you to know, this will be all nice and fair.
Donald Trump understands that if there is a free and fair election in November, and we're going to make sure there is one, that the House is lost. Democrats are going to take back control of the House of Representatives, and the Senate is looking increasingly shaky as well, because the American people are rejecting this extremism. Donald Trump and Republicans have failed.
They have failed? Really? ICE agents are reporting that they've arrested more than 4,000 illegal aliens just across Minnesota. And four Venezuelan migrants now charged in a $1 million food stamp fraud in Massachusetts. I don't see the Republicans failing there, do you? I see where the Democrats have allowed it to fail, encouraged it, looked aside. I want to ask you something. What makes someone go from being a Democrat, a base Democrat, to becoming a hardcore liberal. And especially if they start out as maybe a wonky Republican, but they're still trying to stand inside the Republican shadow. Remember when even hardcore liberal voices were warning about mass migration and how they would hurt our nation? Do you remember? Well, let me take you back to Joe Scarborough, 2003.
Tonight on Scarborough Country, a bill approved by the state of California giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Is this a desperate move by Democrats to keep Gray Davis in office at the expense of national security? Tonight, we look at the left coast's most endangered politician, Governor Gray Davis, and his Democratic Party's latest attempts to show illegal aliens that crime pays. The Democratic legislature has actually passed a bill out of committee that allows illegal immigrants to get a California's driver's license. That's right. And by giving these criminals the most accepted form of identification in America, the California Democrats buy votes for themselves, and it looks like, to me at least, that political gamesmanship is trumping national security. As illegal immigrants are given a free pass, this plan seems to me to legitimize illegal immigration once and for all. And it's dangerous, and it owes more to winning votes for politicians than keeping our country safe from future terror attacks. It's frightening, folks. Aren't we sending a message to illegal immigrants? Break our laws, come into our country, flood over the borders, and we're going to reward you by giving you a driver's license. They're breaking the law. It's that simple. If you break the law, you shouldn't get a driver's license. You shouldn't be in our country.
That's Joe Scarborough. In 2003, he was on then on what his political talk show was titled Scarborough Country on MSNBC. Where did he get whacked in the head or held hostage or maybe a little something under the table, Joe, to turn down the rhetoric against illegals in our country, to shut up about giving them driver's licenses to help them vote? To do everything you can to accept the fact that we're going to turn our country over to mass illegal migration. Joe Scarborough, as you were listening in that point, I want to play a part of it again in a minute. Because when you're listening to it, you're thinking, that can't be Joe Scarborough. It is Joe Scarborough. In 2003, now you know he's currently on MS Now, I think that's what it's called, and of course, he has been for some time, and with his colleague, co-anchor, wife, Mika Brzezinski, they rail and fight every day as to how we need to open up the borders even more, allow more illegals to come in, and that the Trump administration is basically hurting legals and illegals in our country, and they're basically like the Gestapo. That's not what Joe was preaching in 2003.
Tonight on Scarborough Country, a bill approved by the state of California giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses. Is this a desperate move by Democrats to keep Gray Davis in office at the expense of national security? Tonight, we look at the left coast's most endangered politician, Governor Gray Davis, and his Democratic Party's latest attempts to show illegal aliens that crime pays. The Democratic legislature has actually passed a bill out of committee that allows illegal immigrants to get a California's driver's license. That's right. And by giving these criminals the most accepted form of identification in America, the California Democrats buy votes for themselves, and it looks like, to me at least, that political gamesmanship is trumping national security.
There you go.
As illegal
immigrants. There you go. He admits you give them a driver's license, they now have an official state ID. And we know what's been happening with those state licenses. They've been giving them to illegals who cannot even speak a word of English. They can speak just enough to pass the driver's test. And some can't do that, but they get passed along anyway. That kind of radical thinking from Joe Scarborough in 2003 is exactly what conservatives, Republicans, long before Trump appeared, were saying on a regular basis. And in fact, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, they each said basically, we are a nation of migrants, but we're also a nation of laws. You must come here legally. Now, we know that they have those remarks in their past. I guess they assume we would just forget. We don't forget. We don't forget. And with Joe Scarborough, he served as a time as a Republican and then got whacked in the head and went Democrat. But more importantly than that, he started speaking after drinking the poisonous tea that made him not just a Democrat, but a radical Democrat, willing to accept everything he just condemned. What kind of character does that? What does it say about a person's character? He's got a big, high-paying job. Did he get that? Because, Joe, we need you to kind of tone this down. We can give you a better platform, give you a primetime program in the morning, put your own staff together, but you can't continue to condemn letting illegals into the country and then giving them a driver's license as an ID for voter ID. And keep in mind, he was also in favor of voter ID before he is now for it or against it. I get confused. Do you? I think he's confused in his mind. Totally. Everything he said in 2003 is exactly what we've been pushing. We know the Democrats have been trying to load up their voter list by bringing people in, getting them registered to vote, even without an ID. Now, supposedly, if you're here illegally, you're not allowed to vote in federal elections. Unless you have a Democrat willing to help you get your ballot posted. But even the local elections are a risk. And by local, I mean state, county, city, school. You're turning them all over to all of these folks who can barely speak English, but now you allowed it. Thank you, Joe Scarborough, for making such a clear message for us back in 2003. Have you been paid off? That's my question. Have you been paid off? I think he definitely changed whatever principles he had and sold them out. Now, coming up, mass migration. I've told you repeatedly, watch what happens in Europe, specifically Spain. That's coming up. Our story behind the story. When I had a TV program competing against Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I've told you how Tom Shaw Realtors can help you buy, sell homes, farms, acreage. Listen to what Tom Shaw Realtors did in 2025. More than 100 properties sold, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
People, keep on lighting. Soldiers, keep on warring.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My guest is always a welcome guest on this program, John Daniel Davidson, senior editor of The Federalist, author of the book Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity, and The Dark Age to Come. We've had discussions about that previously. But John has a piece appearing today in The Federalist, and this echoes, folks, what I've been telling you for years. If we simply allow mass migration, it will destroy our nation. And I've always said, look across the pond. Look what's happening in Europe and the UK and now Spain. John Daniel, glad to have you with us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Larry.
Well, I'm looking at the piece that you picked up off of a column that appeared in the New York Times this week by Spain's left-wing prime minister. Let's start there.
Yeah, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez wrote this column for the New York Times explaining his and just trying to justify his recent decision of his government to grant amnesty to 500,000 illegal immigrants in Spain. And he frames it as not just only a justification for his government, but a argument why the West should accept mass immigration from the third world, why mass immigration and mass amnesty is the answer for all the problems that beset the West. And I really think that it was a candid moment where the mask kind of slips or is taken off and the left, the European left, really says what they're thinking. And the reason that's important for Americans is, as you said in your intro, a lot of times what we see in Europe is a precursor to what we're going to see here on the American left. The difference between the European left and the American left is that the Europeans oftentimes are just more straightforward when they're talking about what they would like to do.
Generally, they are. You know, you also are quoting in here a former minister of equality in Spain that is rambling to an audience for applause, saying, "We want to give migrants the vote, replace native Spaniards in their own country."
Yeah, this was really a mask off moment. You know, we get accused here in America, those of us on the right who talk about the great replacement or replacement theory, when really, you know, Democrats have been talking about this for decades as part of the permanent Democratic majority, so-called, from about 20 years ago. And immigration was a big part of that strategy. But here we have a former government minister in Spain. She's in the far left party, and she's ranting and raving to an applauding audience about how she wants replacement theory. She wants to get these migrants in and give them the vote and replace the people she calls right wingers and fascists in Spain. And that really is a moment, I think, of clarity, because she's saying what a lot of Democrat politicians in this country are not ready to say yet, but they absolutely think.
We have seen the mass migration into other parts of Europe, Germany, France, Great Britain. Many of them are not just Muslim, but jihadist.
That's right. The truth is they have no idea who these people are. And they're coming from the Muslim world. They're coming from South America. Some of them are coming from China and Southeast Asia. They're coming from all over the world. And the reason they're coming is because of policies like the one in Spain granting amnesty. That's a huge magnet for these people. You know, they're economic migrants for the most part. In other words, they're not really what we would call traditional refugees or asylum seekers. They're not being persecuted by the government in their countries. They just are seeking economic opportunity. So they're coming from all over the world. And, the arguments that the Spanish prime minister and others have put forward is that two arguments. One is a moral argument. They say we have a duty to accept these people because in the past, people from our countries emigrated to other countries, which is a crazy argument, as I explained in the piece, because that's comparing apples to oranges. Right. You know, there was never a mass illegal immigration from Spain to Europe or the United States. These were illegal immigrants. I compare it to comparing a dinner guest to a burglar who breaks into your home. Right. But the other reason that they argue for is that they think they need this influx of immigrants to keep their economies afloat because their populations and their birth rates are down. That's an interesting argument. I don't think it quite holds together. But I also think their first duty is to their people, the people of those countries, not to the people of the world who want a better shake. And we can get into why that is a little bit more.
It wasn't that many years ago when a Florida congresswoman complained that we can't continue deporting illegals. This before we had the mass open border policy under Joe Biden. She said, "We need, who's going to make our beds, clean our gardens?" In other words, we want them as a subservient class. We don't want them to be equal.
Yes. That's right. This is something Democrats, every once in a while, some of the older and more sort of, senile ones will actually say. Jerry Nadler said this a number of months ago. They'll just say, who's going to pick our fruit, and harvest our crops and plant our gardens and care for us in our old age? And essentially what they're saying is that we want a non-citizen underclass. We essentially want a servant underclass to kind of do all of these things for very low wages. And have essentially a kind of slave society or a slave economy in the West. And that's exactly what the Spanish prime minister has said and what, as I said, other Democrats have said. And what's really galling about this and what I think is actually very cynical and immoral is that you're essentially saying we want a class of people here in this country who have no stake in the country. We're not going to make them citizens with all the rights and responsibilities that come with it. We're just going to keep them as an underclass. And at the same time, we're going to drive wages down and disenfranchise sort of the working class of our own country, the people who actually we are accountable to and from whose behalf we're supposed to be governing.
And that happens.
And really, that's what gets me.
And that's really what they've been doing in the Middle East, in the richer countries, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates. Their people aren't doing the work. They're bringing them in from India, Pakistan, or wherever else, and then housing them in mass tents.
Well, yes, and this is a form of government that's very old and very familiar. It's an imperial form of government, and it's the kind of thing you do when you don't have a democratic republic of free citizens
and
a free country.
You're not using that word slave, are you?
Oh, yeah, I freely use the word slave. You know, if you have a slave class or an underclass. But it's also an imperial way of governing where you don't look at the people that you rule as citizens, who have sovereignty. You look at them as different groups, ethnic enclaves that you have to manage.
Well, to that extent, every time Trump had said anything that we're going to protect America, do this, do that, going to get all the illegals out, he got yelled at as, you're nationalist, you're a nationalist. I'm a nationalist. I believe in my country first is like my family. I love you and your family, but I love my family more. And yet now these nations no longer want to love their own country, their own people more than the ones they're willing to let come in that bring nothing of value.
Yeah, that's right. It's really the end of nationalism and the rise of a different form of government. And the problem with that is that, the forms of government that we've had in Western Europe for a very long time now have had the source of sovereignty be in the people themselves. That's why they're all representative, you know, democracies or republics of some kind. But an imperial form of government like you had in the Ottoman Empire or the Austro-Hungarian Empire or in the Middle East today doesn't see the citizens as the source of sovereignty in the country. And so the state has no obligation to respond to the desires or demands of the citizens. And that is the model of governments that a lot of these Western European countries are taking up. They're imposing on their own people forms of government that they used to impose on their colonial holdings overseas. And that is very, very disturbing.
Before you join us, I had a clip from Joe Scarborough from 2003 when he was saying, we must stop this accepted form of bringing in illegals and giving them driver's license. He said, this way the Democrats in California are buying votes. They seem to be legitimizing illegal migration, and it's dangerous. He admitted that in 2003. And then I don't know if he got paid off or hit the head, but of course he's 180 degrees now.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a mainstream position that you don't want mass illegal immigration. And one of the reasons, among many, that you don't want it is because you don't want large groups of unassimilated ethnic enclaves in your country. This is what Europe is facing right now with its Muslim population in many countries, Germany, France, the United Kingdom. They have these huge populations of migrants now in the second and third generation that are not assimilated. In many cases, they're not citizens. And that is the recipe for civic strife. Anyone, any student of history will tell you that. And that's what we had tried to avoid in this country for a long time. I think the Democrats have gone over now and they're just okay with it, and they say bring them on.
I want to finish with the last 30 seconds we here have your final sentence in your piece of The Federalist. This would mean the end of Europe, and if we let it happen here, it means the end of us also.
Yes, this is the end of the nation system. This is the rise of a new kind of imperial system where the native populations are subject to their states and are not seen as the source of sovereignty, and the states are not accountable to the people. That's what we're seeing.
John, I want to thank you. It's an excellent piece. Again, folks, it's in The Federalist. If you're not subscribing, please do. Immigration, Mass Amnesty in Spain, John Daniel Davidson, author of Pagan America. John, thank you for your time. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
You bet. Coming up, the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold radiation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. The best thing I ever did for my neck and back pain was go to Esquire Sports Medicine. Dr. Draghi and his staff can take care of those pains. If they can't, they'll refer you to a specialist. And when you're hurting, you don't want to wait. So often with Dr. Draghi and Esquire Sports Medicine, you're treated within 24 hours. For any joint or muscle pain, contact my doctor, Dr. Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine, on Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream, or feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniel's, old number seven. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I'm
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
Go straight to the window. Hide behind the curtains. At exactly 11 o'clock, I shall go to the telephone in the hotel to call my boss. I shall dial the wrong number. This number. That's all I shall do. When the phone rings, you'll see the light go on under her bedroom door. When she opens it, the light will stream across the room. So don't move until she answers the phone. There must be as little noise as possible. After you've finished, pick up the phone and give me a soft whistle and hang up. Don't speak whatever you do. I shan't say a word. When I hear your whistle, I shall hang up and redial the correct number this time. I shall then talk to my boss as if nothing had happened and return to the party.
And there was the premise for setting up a movie. An Alfred Hitchcock special in the 1950s with Academy Award winners Ray Milland, Robert Cummings, and Grace Kelly, titled Dial M for Murder. This is when we had rotary phones. Do you know what a rotary phone is? I'm just asking. Some of you might not. You probably don't know what party lines are. Well, maybe. Party lines, your phone would ring, but unless it rang three times, that was not your phone. They were calling someone else. You're all hooked to the same line. If it's only one ring, don't answer it. It's not yours. And then you also could listen in on the party line to what someone else was saying once it was answered at their end. But the rotary phones, this is where you had to put your digit, your finger into it, run around the dial, let it slide back, do it again for every number. That's right, kids. You had to actually do something beyond speaking into your phone, call Jane. And on the rotary dial, each number had letters of the alphabet. Number one was ABC. Number two, CDE. You're getting the idea, right? Well, when you get to number six, the first letter is M. So Dial M for Murder was part of Alfred Hitchcock's push for his movie. And there you're hearing how they're planning to carry out a killing and how the guy is not going to answer right away. And when he does, he's going to hang up and then wait to do it again with the correct number. Why am I doing all of this? Because of Archie Bunker and All in the Family. What? What? Well, here's part of more of the story behind the story. This is a time, and I've told you over the last couple of days about my work in Houston, where we busted the chicken ranch. I say we. There was a guy named Marvin Zindler that was getting all the big publicity. Or as I like to say, there's a thin line between publicity and blame. But he was fronting it. I told you also about a stage play that was written about busting the best little house in Texas, and even a movie, Don DeLuise portraying Marvin in that. So he had a high standing in the community, recognition factor off the charts. We were an ABC station. Saturday night was a dead zone for us. We could not get anybody to watch our station during the time that Archie Bunker, All in the Family, was on CBS. And I understood. We all did. So we looked for ways to counter-program. What can we present? No one else can. Well, the idea was Marvin Zindler. Why don't we do a program, a panel-type discussion, and we'll call it Dial M for Marvin. I don't even recall if we took any phone calls, but we set it up that way. The program would open with a long table, maybe 10 feet long, if that long. Our guests would be seated in the center, sometimes two. I would be at one end of the table, Marvin at the other. It was maybe 10 feet or less, something. The problem we had is that when Marvin got on a rant of any type, he ignored all cues from the station floor director and those in his ear. Cut it. We got to get to a break. He could not be stopped. So the plan is when we need to go to commercial, just simply cut his mic. Come to me, and I would be adding a few words while you hear him in the back going, "I'm not done," and I'd say, "We'll be back in a moment." Now, what are you going to do? What kind of programs are you going to do? Well, you've got to have titillating type programs. This is in the 70s. You got to be kind of careful. But we stepped over the line, I think, a few times as far as some of the audience. And the reason I know that is because some would call to complain, which meant they were watching, which is what we wanted. I'll give you an idea of some of the guests we had. The very first guest we had was a madam of a house of prostitution, not Miss Edna from LaGrange. But since we'd built that story when we brought this woman in who admitted she was a prostitute and running prostitutes in Houston. Now, she wore a mask and some makeup, disguising herself in a wig. So she sat there between Marvin and me as we talked about prostitution, how it works, and is it really a victimless crime, and so forth. An interesting program. Would I say it's an award-winning? Well, I got paid for it. And I remember we had another program built on something that was pretty common at that point called swinging. Swinging is when two couples get together, or a couple gets together with another couple, and the husband goes with the other guy's wife, and his wife goes with the other guy's husband. And sometimes it'd just be a place where you drop your key into a jar, your car key, and the girl would go over and pick it up, and whoever's key she picked up, she went home with that guy. So we had these two, and these two were in a professional mode. They had jobs. They didn't want to be exposed. So they were both wearing masks as well. And we're trying to talk to them, and Marvin hit with a lot of questions that were good, obviously. And I had a few as well, but the main thing is to build it around Marvin, Dial M for Marvin. So he's asking the husband, he said, "You guys in, you're swinging and all this stuff." And the guy said, "Well, we don't like to call it swinging. We like to call it I think he said coupling or something like that. And Marvin said, swinging, coupling, you're screwing each other's wife and husband. That's what he said on the air. We had no filter. We had no button to squash at that time. We got one after that because we thought, we don't know what's going to come out of Marvin's mouth. One of the weeks we had a doctor on, and we're talking about venereal disease. And this is a young doctor. He's obviously educated. They're in the Texas Houston medical system. And venereal disease was a legitimate topic and concern. But at one point, he's getting into blah, 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 blah. And Marvin says, stop it, doctor. I want you to look into the camera. And I want you to tell the kids out there, you can't get gonorrhea from a toilet seat. And the doctor was, he didn't know what to do, is it? Said, no, you can't. And then he thought, I guess this is a joke. So he went ahead and said, because they tend to slide off the seat. The doc was suddenly exposed for having too much fun. I don't know what happened to him after he left the program. But those were the kind of subjects we would put out. And ratings at that time, just as they are now, are very confusing and are not really a positive indicator of what you're doing. But we watched our numbers climb from where we were, not quite to the level of All in the Family with CBS, but we went up. And we did in part because of Marvin. I mean, yeah, let's admit that. Oh, yeah, Larry Connors was a two-bit player in it. I was at the other end of the desk. Basically, I was the lion tamer and trying to keep him in the corner when we're trying to move forward. One of the guests met us early, and we're in the coffee shop discussing the program. And then something happened that it shocked Marvin, the guest, and me, and we're about ready to go on air. So, yes, there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Rumors spread around, in that Texas town, baby, about that shag outside the grange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go into that hoebound grange. They got a lot of nice girls there.
Well, of course, ZZ Top capitalized on that LaGrange story we did. He came out with that song. And it's all built about the best little whorehouse in Texas, the Chicken Ranch in LaGrange. We obviously made that part of our program at one night. But we always had to be searching for new subjects. More titillating, something that would be over the top. It would draw the Archie Bunker crowd. And at least maybe hold them for that night. So we're in the lunchroom or the coffee shop one night in advance of the show going, and Marvin is talking to this woman we're going to have on, and she's got a guy there that she said, this is my date. I brought my date. He said, your date? And she said, yeah, he's my date. And he turned to the guy and he said, how long you dated her? Well, I just met her a couple nights ago, and she said she was going to be here and wouldn't know if I would just come along and watch from the studio. And Marvin looked at him and said, so you don't know that she has the same thing between her legs as you do. The guy was That's cool. That's cool. Seriously. And I'm thinking, how is it going to handle this on the air when we go to the program? Pretty much the way I just described it to you. So we had talks then of transsexual and everything else. I don't mean transsexual and just dress, but transgender, although some claim they had. And I waited for Marvin to ask one day, I want to go in the bathroom and see. He didn't. And Marvin Zindler's name was known all around. And I told you yesterday, he got invited to the David Letterman show.
Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News.
How did you develop this? I guess it's a distinctive little, it's your signature. How did that come about?
It just comes about naturally because it's the syllables in it, and it's pretty difficult for me to say my name without saying it particularly.
Is it difficult to say your name without doing that?
Well,
try it once.
Okay, if I was to do a commentary like I was doing there, and then I'd come out and say, Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News, it just wouldn't
be good. No, it wouldn't work.
No, it wouldn't work. And I told you previously this week that when he first was hired by Channel 13, I'd see him in a corner practicing, Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. Marvin Zindler. I mean, he worked on it. It didn't come naturally. And there was a period of time after he had been on the air for 4 or 5 years, he decided, all right, maybe I'll back away from it. Some people say I should stop. And so he just started saying, Marvin Zindler, Eyewitness News. We were flooded with phone calls asking, is he sick? Something wrong with him? No, he was still in good health. He also had many cases where he wished people 100 birthdays. He had thousands of requests for that. He focused on businesses he called Marvin's Angels, who stepped up to help people in need. He did a lot to help out. He wore makeup constantly, always giving suits that he wore one time to members of our staff or someone else. In 2007, July 5, it was announced that he'd been diagnosed with inoperative pancreatic cancer. He died shortly afterwards. And that was a hole in the legend of not just Houston TV, but broadcast TV. And I was glad to have known him and shared a part with him. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.